Thank you for listening to Opening the Circle. My name is Tiffany, and I'm an ordained minister and the founder of the Open Circle. Our mission is to offer holy space for all who pray, meditate, grieve, rejoice, and transform. We offer radical hospitality and love to everyone, including ourselves. You're about to listen to a live recording of me offering my weekly reflection to our gathered community. These spiritual reflections are intended to open the circle of contemplative, embodied Christian practice and are embedded in a particular community context and spiritual lineage. And these reflections are also for you, wherever you are coming from as you listen to this podcast. They are for seekers and doubters and those with curious hearts, as well as folks who are firmly rooted in a religious or spiritual tradition or practice. Wherever you are coming from, as you enter this moment that we share, you are welcome here. And I thank you for co-creating this sacred space and helping to open the circle of contemplation together. Thank you for being here, and I hope this offering will be of service in some small way. We are the seeds of a tenacious plant, and it is in our ripeness and our fullness of heart that we are given to the wind and scattered. Khalil Gibran from his book, The Prophet. It's time to turn the TV off and listen. That noise, what is it? Maybe it's only crickets. Maybe it's distant music. Maybe people are dancing somewhere not far from here, the beloved among them. Out into the street, we need to investigate, find out what's there, even if it's only crickets. It's Time by Gregory Orr. It's time to set out and go looking. We need to investigate. We need to find out what's there. As David Keplinger says, this poem by Gregory Orr is about exile and the quest for return. Although this poem is so simple and almost seems silly in its words, it evokes this universal pattern of exile and return, of separation and call. The speaker of the poem feels separate from whatever is out there. That mysterious noise or that distant music that's calling. The poet says that maybe people are dancing out there, the beloved among them, and the poet is not with them. The poet is separated from this belonging, from this music, from this distant sound. The wanderer archetype is about this pattern of exile, this search for belonging, for union with the beloved, seeking God's presence, seeking that music that feels far away. As we explored with the orphan archetype last week, there is a universal pattern of loss, of feeling separated from our source, from God, from Eden, from the Great Mother. And today we explore how that loss, that separation, leads the orphan to go out searching. Just as all of us have felt the loss, the suffering, and the resilience of the orphan archetype in our own ways, We have also all experienced the call of the wanderer. We have felt drawn out into the world, whatever the circumstances, whether by choice or force or mystery. We have all felt rootless. We have all felt like we don't belong. We have all felt like we are not at home. We have all felt a deep inner longing for some far away homeland, a place we don't even know and have never been. The orphan feels cut off from God, from the Divine Mother, from our foundational belonging, and goes out in search of connection, of reconnection, and becomes the wanderer, a seeker, a pilgrim, a traveler. This seeking of the wanderer is part of this wisdom pattern that Father Richard Rohr identifies, the pattern of order, disorder, reorder. There is order, or Eden, or divine union. There is a fall, or separation, or an exile, or a disillusionment, disordering. And then there is a search for that union once again, a process of reordering. There is a pattern of tension and resolution. There is a pattern of departure and return. And ultimately, although these patterns may feel painful and disorienting at times, they are natural and they are inevitable. They are universal cycles of the flow of energy. If there is no separation, there can be no union. If there is no longing, there can be no belonging. If there is no departure, there can be no return. The wanderer archetype is endemic to the human species. As Jorge Drexler sings in his song, Movimiento, apenas nos pusimos en dos pies, comenzamos a migrar por la sabana. When we had barely gotten up on 2 feet, we began to migrate through the savannah. As Drexler is referencing in these lines, from what we think we know of human history, we literally walked out of Africa and just kept walking. The vast, vast, vast majority of human history has been a constant flow of movement. Only very recently did we begin to create agrarian societies and settle in places for a while. The vast majority of our ancestors were wanderers, nomads, migrants. We know in our DNA and in our souls what it means to wander. We know what it means to be an outsider, a seeker, a nomad, a traveler. Human history is a constant flow of change and movement, order, disorder, reorder, mutation, assimilation, re-expression, syncretism, adaptation, exploration, change, order, disorder, reorder. And of course, this constant flow of change is not just human, it is the energy of nature. The land itself changes constantly. Canyons are carved and recarved by the changes in the river's flow. Mountains rise up from the ocean floor. Animals migrate to find food, safety, shelter, connection with others. The ocean tides move in a constant flow. Pollen scatters on the wind, allowing even plants to move and find new habitats. Many migrations are cyclical, like the seasonal journeys of whales or the multi-generational journeys of monarch butterflies across vast continents. Everything is in movement. The energy of seeking and wandering and moving is endemic to this world. There is really nothing more natural than migration. Even the beings that seem the most place-based, the most rooted, human societies and mountains and ancient trees alike have moved to end up where they are. There has been movement that has brought them there. Whether our ancestors were forced to migrate by violence, migrated by choice, felt compelled to follow food or opportunity or adventure, migration is natural. Wandering is in our DNA. We all long for some lost home because we all come from a lineage of wanderers. As the song says, all we are is dust in the wind. Or as Jorge Drexler again sings in his song, Movimiento, somos una especie en viaje, no tenemos pertenencias, sino equipaje. Vamos como el polen en el viento, estamos vivos porque estamos en movimiento. We are a species on a journey. We don't have belongings, but rather luggage. We go with the pollen in the wind. We are alive because we are in motion, because we are moving. The movement of people from one place to another and to another and to another is a fundamental and ancient part of human history. Nomadic wandering is foundational to who we are. The earliest human ancestors that we know of appeared over 2.4 million years ago, and only about 10,000 years ago did the first agrarian societies begin to appear. And much, much more recently than that did we begin to consolidate power and wealth through the creation of nation states and the invention of borders. Migration is natural, borders are not. Migration is natural, nation states are not. Migration is natural, immigrant detention centers are not. Amen. We are a species on a journey. We are alive because we are in motion. The wanderer archetype is about this movement and flow. It is about motion. It is about finding our way. It is about this eternal search for belonging, for authenticity, for freedom, for expression. As Carol Pearson writes in her book, The Hero Within, if the orphan's story starts in paradise, the wanderer's begins in captivity. In myths of the wanderer throughout our cultures, the main character is often trapped, trapped in a tower or a cave, taken captive by a witch, an ogre, a dragon, a beast. And they must escape. They must find their way out of captivity. The story of the Israelites escaping from Egypt is one powerful example of the wanderer archetype, one that we've heard many times. The people have been oppressed and taken captive. They are enslaved in a land far from home, and they escape. They set out from their captivity, and they step into the Red Sea. And God allows the people to pass through the sea unharmed. and the Egyptian armies follow them, and the sea swallows them up, allowing the people to escape their enslavement, their captivity. As it says in Exodus 15, 19 through 20, when Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and charioteers went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam, the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels and dancing. As we know, then Moses and Miriam and Aaron led the people from the Red Sea out into the desert, where they wandered for the next 40 years, searching for a new home. This story of stepping into the Red Sea and being unharmed, being guided, echoes the Grail myth as well, where the hero must take a step into the abyss towards this holy grail, stepping out on faith into an empty space, a treacherous space. And in that faith of stepping out, of taking that first step, the path appears to meet the hero. While this wanderer archetype can be found everywhere in nature, in human history, in the vast flows of migration still happening today, in myth and scripture and song, it's also part of our ordinary everyday lives. Whether we are leaving behind jobs, relationships, schools, careers, life cycles, homes, geographies, habits, family members, we are in motion all the time. This pattern of exile and return, of order, disorder, reorder, is part of our daily lives. We are constantly being called to step out in faith, to take a step into the abyss, to begin to find our way once again in the world. We are perpetually searching for belonging, for authenticity, for a return to the beloved, to union with God. We are alive every day because we are in motion, because we are seeking, because we are moving. And even if we don't go anywhere, we can still wander. We are creatures of imagination, of fantasy, of dreams, of creativity, of daydreams, of visions. Our hearts and our minds wander. Our longings take us on journeys to faraway realms and distant possibilities, new ideas and visions. As Jorge Drexler again sings, es más mío lo que sueño que lo que toco. What I dream about is more mine than what I can touch. And of course, the ultimate expression of our identity as wanderers is that we are mortal. So many old spiritual songs both lament and celebrate this reality, that we are sojourners, we are pilgrims on a temporary earthly journey. We are not at home. We will never be at home until we return to God. The two old songs we have already heard in worship so far this morning both speak to this pattern of exile and return in our mortal journeys. Longtime traveler and all fly away. We are not at home until we fly away to heaven. until we lay this body down. We have been a long time traveling here below. We have been a long time in this captivity, away from our true home. Or the words to the old song, "Poor Wayfaring Stranger." I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger. I'm traveling through this world below. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going over home. Or as the great Mary Oliver writes in her poem, "I Found a Dead Fox," there was only myself and the world, and it was I who was leaving. And what could I sing then, oh, beautiful world? There was only myself and the world, and it is I who was leaving. We are all leaving. We are temporary in this world. We are like dust in the wind. We are sojourners and pilgrims and wanderers in this world. And as long as we are here in this world, we will be seeking. We will be searching. We will be wandering. We will be moving. We will be looking for belonging, for a return to the beloved, for a reunion with God. And we are constantly called on this earthly journey to step out in faith, to take a step of faith into the abyss of the unknown, to find our way in this wide world here below, until we finally lay this body down, until we find our way back home.
Oh God, I'm thirsty for your presence. I've waited for so long. I'm here broken and uncertain, my heart's without a song. But oh, your mercy is forever. It doesn't matter what I've done, so I'll be patient through this winter. And I'll cry when I finally see the sun. I'm lost in the wilderness. I'm lost and I'm alone. But I can hear your rivers calling me, saying, follow me.
You've been listening to Opening the Circle, a podcast supported by The Open Circle, a Disciples of Christ community located in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on Indigenous Tewa land. We are a humble community of seekers dedicated to the revolutionary message of Jesus Christ, to love and serve all. To learn more, visit our website at theopencirclesantafe.org. We want to thank The Open Circle for supporting this podcast, you for listening, Elizabeth Fagan for creating and sharing original music, and Kirsten Rudberg for editing and producing the podcast. Thanks again. Until next time.